The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app. Time to get you dialed into the biggest stories of the day. This is the Daily 10 with Matt Chernoff.
All right, everybody, here we go. It's time for the Wednesday edition of the Daily 10. It's all presented by Prize Picks. Your friend Matt back again, and we're ready to take you on our 10-minute sports journey together today. As I said, we're brought to you by Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app with more than 3 million members. You can be the next to join by downloading the Prize Picks app using my code Matt, my first name, M-A-T-T. You guys will get a first deposit match of up to $100. So you put in 25, they match the 25. Put in 50, they match the 50, all the way up to 100 by downloading the Prize Picks app using my first name, Matt. Now, I've been giving you guys my Braves power play of the day from Prize Picks, and I tweeted at Real Matt Lana. We went 4-for-4 again last night. We'll have another one this morning up for you guys to dive into. Again, just download the Prize Picks app. Use my code Matt, M-A-T-T, for a first deposit match of up to $100, and you can get in on the winnings. Not to mention NBA playoffs, Prize Picks available, Stanley Cup playoffs, all of it at Prize Picks. Here's what's coming up on our Ducks Dugout lineup brought to you by Ducks Dugout. We'll start with the Braves, who got maximum freed last night in their win over the Marlins, and they got it in less than 2 hours. That was some throwback stuff last night for the Braves and Max Fried. Plus, this is either the biggest draft lie ever told or the Falcons front office has completely lost it. We'll cover that, and the level of punishment coming for an Atlanta team will depend on how good they are at cheating. If you're going to be good at something, you might as well go all in. We'll see how good this team is coming up. As I mentioned, though, we are brought to you by Ducks Dugout. If you're a big-time sports collector, sports cards, memorabilia, jerseys, sports prints, you name it, Ducks Dugout in Marietta at 2800 Canton Road, this is going to be your destination. Now, if you have not seen it, folks, we're talking about 8,000 square feet of a showroom with rare and exclusive items, a staff on hand with 20 years experience to answer any questions you have. Ducks Dugout is a must-see for hardcore sports collectors of memorabilia or just sports fans who want to go on a tour of one of the greatest facilities you've ever seen. See it for yourself, 2800 Canton Road in Marietta. They have another location of Ducks Dugout in Lawrenceville. You can always shop online at ducksdugout.com. Well, last night was vintage Max Fried in a masterpiece of a performance. Max shut out the Marlins, and the Braves won 5-0 to win their series against Miami and prove to a Major League best 16-6 on the season. Now, after Bryce Elder pitched so well in Game 1 of this series, going 6 2/3 scoreless, I was kind of kidding when I said all Max has to do is top that. Well, maybe he took that to heart because Max pitched his tail off last night. Max Fried threw a complete game shutout. It took him 1 hour and 53 minutes and only 92 pitches. That had some Greg Maddux throwback feel to it. The line for Max, it's a gem. As I said, 9 innings, 3 hits, no runs, no walks, 6 Ks. He induced 17 groundouts. That's when Max is at his best. It was also nice to see Max put together that kind of performance with old friend Tom Glavine in the booth on TV to watch the lefty show out for the first time, really, this season. So the Braves now have pitched their way to back-to-back shutouts in this series against the Marlins. That's impressive. Offensively, the Braves did what they typically do, meaning they'll find their way to 5 or 6 runs a night, they'll hit a long ball or two, and they get a bunch of guys contributing offensively. In the Braves' second inning, Michael Harris hit a double that scored a run to make it 1-0. David Fletcher, who's done a really good job in his limited opportunities filling in for Ozzie Albies, hit a bullet to center field that turned into a sac fly that made it 2-0. It stayed that way till the sixth inning, when Travis d'Arnaud hit a sac fly that scored Austin Riley, And then Adam Duvall hit his second home run of the season, a two-run shot that broke the game open and made it 5-0. Now, back to Travis d'Arnaud. He's been red hot. We know how good he's been. He continued that yesterday. Travis was 2-for-3, a double, another RBI, so he stays hot. Michael Harris was 2-for-4 with a double and an RBI. And as I mentioned, Adam Duvall had the home run. He was 2-for-4 with a couple of runs batted in. So the Braves continue their good roll, and they're doing it, again, without Sean Murphy. Still no Ozzie Albies, and we know on the pitching side, no Spencer Strider. Add to that, Matt Olson's in the worst slump of his career. Austin Riley's not much better. But yet here the Braves are 16-6 in their first 22 games. It tells you how scary they'll be when Matt gets going, and he will. And when Austin turns it around, he will. The Braves' offensive juggernaut, that is that lineup, is deep. It is strong, and they should get Ozzie Albies back over the weekend to make it even better. The Braves will go for the sweep tonight behind Chris Sale at 7:20 from Truist Park. We will wish you a very happy NFL Draft Eve by discussing either the biggest draft lie ever told, or now we can simply put it, the Falcons front office might have lost their minds. We'll cover that coming up in a moment. I want you guys to be ahead of the game when it comes to something important for homeowners. And it's not something you think about until you need it. I'm talking about insulation. You're like, Matt, I don't want to hear about insulation. I don't blame you. Because right now it's April and temperatures are in the 70s. It's not hot yet. There will be a time, and you will snap your fingers when it's June, July, or August, and we are dealing with the hot summer months of 95 degrees with humidity. Well, USA Insulation wants to make sure you guys are squared away for the hot summer months. In other words, when you're pumping out the AC, hopefully your insulation is taken care of so that AC is not escaping your home. USA Insulation will do a free inspection and a free consultation with you, so there's really nothing to lose. You can go to usainsulation.net and have them out. But if you do need the insulation taken care of, it is National Insulation Month. You didn't know that, did you? Well, all throughout April, it's National Insulation Month, and USA Insulation is celebrating by giving you guys two choices on wonderful deals. One, you can get free labor on any insulation project this month, which will save you a bunch of money. Free labor. Or 0% financing for 72 months. That's 6 years, if my math is right, of not paying a dime of interest. Go to usainsulation.net. Get it squared away now. You will not regret it, because when we get to those hot summer months, I promise you, USA Insulation will be swamped with calls, and you will have to get in line. Go to usainsulation.net today. As I said, happy draft eve. We are a day away from the NFL draft, and the rumors and the lies and the misdirection coming in faster than ever. I don't know what to make of this one from Adam Schefter, who is a respected source around the league. Schefter said yesterday, there is now speculation that Michael Penix could go as high as number 8 to the Falcons. My take on that? Well, it's a clear lie. It's a lie that I think the Falcons put out to drum up trade interest at number 8. And I think it's a wonderful lie. For the Falcons, who were aiming it at teams hoping Michael Penix would still be on the board when they were picking. For instance, the Vikings at number 11, the Broncos at 12, or the Raiders at 13. There was a point at the beginning of the offseason where I think everybody thought Michael Penix would be around throughout the first round, maybe into the second round, the same for Bo Nix. But we know with the quarterback desperation, that all changes. Once the top three quarterbacks come off the board, the next question is how high J.J. McCarthy will go. When he goes in the top 5 or 6, now Michael Penix and Bo Nix are really the best of the rest. And if you're Terry Fontenot, you're trying to play a quality hand of poker by drumming up interest, telling people, yeah, we might take Michael Penix. Whether they buy it or not, we'll see. But if you're the Falcons, you can convince one of those teams, Minnesota, Denver, or the Raiders, that you have to jump up here to 8 because we're interested, or we're getting calls from those other teams. Now, all of a sudden, the Falcons can trade down, still address a need at edge or corner or any position, and add some draft capital to what they already have. Now, that's all I want to be willing to believe. I don't want to live in a world where I think the Falcons are seriously considering taking Michael Penix. And I like Michael Penix, let me be clear. But after you just invested what you did in at least 2 years of Kirk Cousins, it would be completely reckless to take Michael Penix or any quarterback if you're drafting inside the top 10. Why? Well, you're hopeful that Michael Penix, in this case, wouldn't have to get on the field for 2 years because you're invested in Kirk Cousins. So you would be wasting, let me change that. You would be investing a first round pick on a player who can't help you for at minimum 2 years. That would make no sense. Now, I wouldn't put it past the Falcons because they have done a lot of things that don't make a lot of sense. But I don't want to believe it. I'm not willing to believe it. I will call it a big draft lie drummed up by the Falcons, and I hope this is a wise decision to try to see if they can't play poker with one of these teams to have them jump up to number 8, that the Falcons pick up other draft capital. Can you guys imagine what it'll be like around here if they were to spend the 8th pick on a quarterback? That would be 4 years in a row of going tight end, wide receiver, running back, spending a ton of money on a veteran quarterback, and then drafting one at number 8. I don't want to believe it. I don't think it's real. But it is draft eve, so you're going to have to live with it for another 24 hours. All right, we'll talk about the level of punishment coming up for an Atlanta team, and it all depend on how well they handle cheating. We'll get to it coming up in a moment. But first, I want you guys to be smart when it comes to saving your money. You work so hard for it, and everything right now is so expensive that wouldn't you like to save money on something you have to have? I'm talking about your home and car insurance. Now, I don't know much about that game, but I do know the Rhodes Group, that's the independent insurance agents that handle my home and car insurance. They've handled getting me the best rates and the best coverage, and by shopping your rates, they can do the same for you. Rates keep going up and up. They're not slowing down. That trend is not turning. But what you can do is work with an independent agency like the Rhodes Group. Clayton Rhodes and his team will shop your rates and get you at minimum 10 home and 10 car insurance quotes. You have nothing to lose, everything to gain, and a bunch of savings that you can have from the Rhodes Group doing their job. Log on to their website at rhodes-group.com/churnoff. It's spelled R-H-O-A-D-S. rhodes-group.com/churnoff, or call them at 678-341-9667 for the Rhodes Group. Now, I told you draft night is a day away. This is a great time of year. Like, you're going to have baseball going on tonight. You're going to have hoops playoffs, hockey playoffs, draft action. Too much to watch sitting on your living room couch. I highly recommend going to check it all out at the Daily Draft in downtown Woodstock. It's on Main Street, and it's two stories. Two-story sports bar with all the great views all around you, not to mention the biggest and best big screen in the burbs. I keep waiting for somebody to find me a better big screen in the suburbs of Metro Atlanta. It's not possible because the Daily Draft has them all beat. Go watch any of your favorite sports there. Enjoy one of the best menus, not deep-fried sports bar food, but a wonderful selection of choices on the menu at the Daily Draft. I'll add to it a craft beer bar, self-serve taps along the beer wall, great service, great place to hang out, date night, boys night, you name it, the Daily Draft has you covered. Find out more on their social channels by following them on Instagram or Facebook for all things Daily Draft. Now, we heard from Ian Rappaport and some of the other NFL insiders on Tuesday that the NFL's review into the Falcons and Eagles' potential tampering is still ongoing, and it will not conclude this week, meaning if there are draft picks involved and they are lost, it sounds like it'll happen next year, which I think is about right. I wasn't expecting it to have any impact on this week's draft. That would have been a lot to take away a pick days ahead of a draft. And it also, like, points out just all the ignorance I keep reading on social media. There were Minnesota Viking fans all over Twitter convinced, well, the league is going to give the Vikings the Falcons pick at number 8, as if the league not only takes away a pick, it gives it to another team. It's not how that works. That was the silliest response I've ever heard to this potential tampering situation. I don't know how this is going to play itself out, but I know this much. The Falcons have all their picks this year, including number 8. I don't know what will happen when the discipline comes in. It comes down to one thing. If the league has just Kirk Cousins and his statement at his introductory press conference speaking about the Falcons and his correspondence he had speaking to the training staff and the PR staff, remember, he said he talked to them on a Tuesday, the day after the Falcons had verbally agreed with Cousins during the legal tampering process. If that's it, and that's all they have, I think it'll be a slap on the wrist. It's not tampering that hindered negotiations somewhere else or influenced Kirk to sign, even though we all believe that tampering that happens between teams and players well before the legal tampering process. If all the league can prove is that, slap on the wrist. Now, conversely, if the league's investigation found more obvious examples of tampering between the Falcons and Cousins, things like digital, paper trails, text, phone calls, that's a problem. Then you might get the hammer dropped on you and you might lose a first-round pick, or you might lose a couple of draft picks moving forward. We won't know until the league announces their findings, but the bottom line is the league knows all these teams tamper. You just can't be dumb enough either to get caught, or in this case, have Kirk just admit he talked to the team before you're allowed to sign your contract on Wednesday. I've been very consistent on this. I don't think this is a huge deal in the scheme of things. Again, for the player to say, I talked to the training staff that I already had agreed to sign with. I talked to the PR staff of the team I had already agreed, and we all knew the contract on Monday. We knew the details, the bonuses, the guarantees, and Kirk's admittance was, well, I talked to them on Tuesday after the deal was done. If that's all the league has, shouldn't be a huge deal, but if there's more, that could be the problem for the Falcons. We shall wait and see. It sounds like next week we can find out the findings the league has and the potential punishment that comes along with it. All right, if you guys would do me the favor of subscribing to the old podcast right now, if you're somebody new who just found us, awesome, thank you. If you're somebody who listens every now and again but is not yet subscribed, now is the time to hit the subscribe button, and you'll get the podcast waiting for you every morning at 10 a.m. on any podcast platform. It'll be sitting in your feed, ready for you to listen to each and every day. I'll talk to you guys later this afternoon on the radio at 2 o'clock on 680 The Fan in Atlanta. We're back here tomorrow for the next edition of the Daily 10, presented by Prize Picks.
Subscribe to the Daily 10 now and get the latest breaking news and biggest stories of the day every morning. Get more at 680thefan.com or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google, or wherever you get your favorite shows. This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app. The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
When you buy a used car, don't be taken for a ride. Get Ford Blue Advantage certified at Wade Ford, Atlanta's headquarters for factory-certified pre-owned vehicles. Go to wadeford.com. There, you'll find a great selection of Ford Blue Advantage certified used cars, trucks, and SUVs. With Blue certified, nearly all makes and all models are in stock now. You'll find something perfect for just about any budget. Buy with confidence at the Wade Ford factory-certified used car outlet at wadeford.com. Wade Ford, we are Atlanta's Ford dealer.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.